Thank you for joining me on this episode of Uncovering the Bay and Basin. True tales from the shores of Jervis Bay and St George's Basin, exploring the lives, legends and landscapes that have shaped this remarkable part of the New South Wales South Coast. Today's episode, Discovering Jervis Bay's Tsunami Past, what history and science says about the waves that shaped the bay. Jervis Bay is known for its calm, sheltered waters, a place where the sea feels safe and inviting. But science tells us this calm hides a far more dramatic history, one written in the land itself. This is the story of Jervis Bay's tsunami past and how scientists and storytellers have tried to piece together what happened. The south coast of New South Wales has felt the effects of distant earthquakes and undersea landslides before. Sometimes these send long, low waves racing across the ocean, waves we call tsunamis. Most passed unnoticed, but occasionally, the rise is dramatic. One such event is remembered from May 1960, when a massive earthquake struck in Chile, sending tsunami waves across the Pacific. At Jervis Bay, locals saw the tide behave strangely, surging and retreating in unusual patterns, and the water running higher into the shoreline than usual. While not destructive, it was a reminder that a disturbance thousands of kilometres away can still be felt in this sheltered bay. But the record may stretch further back. Long before settlers came, Jervis Bay was reshaped by forces that defy imagination. Researchers have found chevron-shaped or V-shaped ridges on the northern headland of Beecroft Peninsula, rising up to 130 metres above sea level. Deposits that are highly suggestive of a massive wave run-up, too large to be caused by storms alone. In addition, boulders up to 6 metres wide can be seen perched on cliff tops and ramped into shoreline platforms, often lying in tidy, imbricated patterns, much like a toppled run of dominoes. Strong signs of tsunami-driven transport. The evidence goes even deeper. Geological records, including radiocarbon dating, suggest such events were repetitive throughout the current Holocene period, which began around 11,700 years ago at the end of the last ice age. Local geological surveys, which included core samples, have found layers of sand and shell deposits well inland, far above the normal high tide mark. In some areas, these deposits lie beneath soils and plant growth, deposits that could only have been carried by waves far larger than anything in living memory. Some modelling suggests waves of at least 10 metres running inland across the Shoalhaven Delta for up to 10 kilometres. However, some scientists caution that these signs could stem from rare but extreme storms or other coastal processes. The idea of mega tsunamis is fascinating, but remains debated by some. Yet for now, the geological evidence stands. Jervis Bay carries the scars of waves that defy imagination. Today, if you want to see some of this evidence yourself, head out to the town of Currarong. Take the Little Beecroft Head walking track south and keep an eye out for large angular boulders perched inland from the cliff edge. These are the famous mega boulders, including one weighing around 31 tons. And if you look inland from the cliff edge, you may spot chevron V-shaped ridges sloping upward, linked to a mega tsunami run-up over 80 metres high. The bay we know today was shaped not only by wind, tides and time, but also by a few rare powerful events when the ocean's giant waves reached further and higher than we ever expected. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Uncovering the Bay and Basin. Until next time, may the tides carry our stories forward. I'm Stephen Brown. This program was researched, written and produced by Wendy Hamlin in the studios of 927 Bay and Basin FM. For more Uncovering the Bay and Basin episodes, see the podcast page on the 927fm.com.au website.